Thanks for joining us here at Generation Church North Georgia, where our desire is to bring people of all generations into a fresh relationship with God. If your life has been impacted by our teaching and you would like to share your story, please visit us online at generationchurchnga.org, where you will find the Share Your Story link. There you can also find more information about our church and an archive of past sermons. Thanks again for joining us, and we pray you be encouraged by today's message.
One verse of scripture. Lord, put on my heart this week that I want to share with you this morning. I want to bring you to a place of hope that for whatever is happening in your life, my God is able. My God is able. I know that if I've ever known it, God has proved himself faithful so many times. The amount of times that, and just using Caitlin and Mark, that on the Wednesday nights especially, we would pray. We would get news, this would be bad. We'd pray, then it would be good. Then it's called the vicissitudes of life. You can go up and down and up and down sometimes. But I'll promise you this. If you will stay the course long enough, you will come out on top. Amen. I've figured that out in my short life of 35 years that I've lived. God's been good to me. Isaiah, the 59th chapter, I'm just going to use one verse, the very first verse of this. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. That's powerful. I want to use for a thought this morning, just taking it directly from this scripture, God's hand is not shortened. God's hand's not shortened this morning. He's proved himself so many times of what he is able to do. And you can see now how all the songs, everything has worked to this. And I just believe somebody needs to know here this morning that God is still able. There's no shortness on him. I mean, I just had the Lord just burn this in my spirit this week. God's hand's not short. There's nothing that he can't do. He's perfect. He's everything that you'll ever need. Man, I'm liable to preach something I wasn't even thinking about, but I'm just telling you, God is good. Father, we love you. I pray, Father, this morning for a demonstration of your power, your glory, and your spirit in this house. Lord, your hand is not short. There's nothing short about you. Father, I just praise you. Help me to bring this word that will encourage, that will bring faith. And Father, it will cause us to change the direction of our life, knowing that you will keep us and sustain us, bring us through whatever we go through. And Father, we'll give you all the praise and all the glory. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Hallelujah. God is so good. Why the hand? Why would the word talk about God's hand? I get analytical when I think about scripture. God has given me the ability. I look at the front side, the back side, underneath, on top. I just walk around it every place I can look at it and just like, Lord, why? The hand is the most functional of our limbs that we have. How many of you know that? The hand's the most functional. You do more things with your hand than probably any single thing that you do. You hold things with your hand. You pull things with your hand. You eat with your hand. You tell, I got five hands. I eat a lot. You write with your hand. I mean, I want you to think about it. Artists, they draw and they paint with their hands. When you begin to look at it, doctors perform surgeries with their hands. The skilled hand of a surgeon can save your life, but it's the hand that is able to do that. We look at this skilled instrument players up here and they play with their hands. They take it, and the keyboard and the guitars and the drums is played with the hand. Because there's such skill in the hand of what we do that one of the most important functions of the hand is to scratch yourself. How many of you know that? You get the itch and you got to scratch. But we even have Billy here. She makes pottery with her hands. The creation that you can do with your hands is so amazing, the things that happen. So when God wants you to know about his working ability and about his power to do something, he talks about his hand. Because we begin to understand that what he does, he refers to his hand. It was his hand, and God used a hand so many times. He told Moses when he was beginning to tell Moses, I want you to go down to Egypt and we're going to perform miracles. He told him, he said, stick your hand inside your vest, and he did, and it came out leprosy. And then he told us to put it back in there and it come back out whole. It was the hand that was showing the power that God had, and he healed it. But there's also a bad side of hands. The Bible instructs us in Hebrews that it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of an angry God. It's a fearful thing to do that, because that same hand that can heal, that can touch, that can caress, that can stroke you, can also discipline you and also do other things. But that's not what I want to look at this morning. Isaiah brings us a reminder of the truth. The hands of God have not been shortened. Basically what he was saying is that God's power has not changed. That God is still the very same that he has always been. He said that his hand, because sometimes if the hand be shortened, that means there's less ability that he has than what he used to have. Why would a scripture like this be necessary? Why would it be necessary for Isaiah to include that scripture in the Word of God? Because, see, there are people and forces that would like you to think that God has lost his power and his ability to move and to work for you in your life. There are those people that would say that Satan himself wants you to doubt the abilities that God has to move and to work for you in your life. See, we hear such things like this, and I hear this lately more, the days of miracles are over. No, they're not. Because that's saying that the hand of God has been shortened. We hear such statements like God has abandoned us. Our world is so bad and God says that's enough and God has left it. But can I tell you this morning, God's not left this world. Can I tell you, God is not going to leave this world. I like what David said, Lord, where can I go from your presence? He said, if I ascend into the heavens, Lord, you're there. If I'm here on the earth, you're there. If I make my bed in hell, Lord, you're there. I want you to know this morning, my God is everywhere. His presence is everywhere it needs to be. But we'll also get into this little thing that we look back at the glory years. How many of you know that? Deja vu moments that we hear a lot. And we talk about how God used to be. We talk about we go in church service and that, Lord God, you used to do this. And really what it does, we're kind of acting like God's dead. Come on, I mean, y'all can lighten up this. We act like, oh, God used to do that. Something's happened to him. Something's going on that is not taking place there, or it's kind of like the thought that God is no longer able. And we assume at times that God cannot do what he used to do. Something like he's aged or he's lost some of his power. And what Isaiah did, he was bringing the scripture in and to let him know, because Israel was always being reminded that God, that had to be reminded that God is always the same. Because here's what happened to us. We go through spans and courses of life and we deal with issues and we forget about how good God was there. And Isaiah's just wanting Israel to know that God's hand has not shortened. And the Holy Spirit has commissioned me to come in here to Generation Church this morning. And you might be going through hell this morning. You might be going through difficulty this morning. There might be rough things going on in your life, and you're like, oh God, how am I going to get through it? I've come to tell you this morning, my God's hands are just as big as they've ever been. They have not been shortened by, listen, there is no difficulty that can shorten the hand of God in your life. I want you to know today, my God is still able to do whatever you need done in your life. Somebody should praise him for that in the house. See, God, his power has not diminished by any scope of the imagination. See, what would happen to them, they would go through struggles and battles and issues. And how many of you know when we go through those things in life, it's almost we forget how big God is, because we are so concentrating on the moment that we're going through. And we have the tendency to let it blindside us. And see, that's often what happened to us when life blindsides us and we begin to question God and his abilities. Lord, are you really able to do this one? Are you really able to handle this? Are you really able to go through this? See, because when crisis comes, that's when you need to know that God's hand has not been shortened. When you go through the easy times, it's no problem to, oh yeah, everything is good. When it gets to the place to where you're going through the difficulty, when it gets to go through the place when you've got the bad doctor's report, or you've got these other things happen, you need to know at that moment that God's hand is still available to work for you. See, I know he worked for me yesterday, but will he do it today? Lord, I saw your hand. I saw you. I've seen God do miracles in my life. I saw God in the past. He's healed my body, and he's done. He's brought deliverances and things in my life. But that's not the question. The question begins, God, will you still do it today? Will you still move? Will you still work for me today? See, because here's what I understand. Once you have ever experienced the power of God displayed in your life and you felt the touch of God, if you've ever felt the hand of God just reach down and lay on your life, there is absolutely nothing else that will take the place of the touch of God and the power of God being displayed in your life. You know what it is. It's powerful. It's the hand of God. Can I tell you this morning what I think that we need to do is we need to feel the touch of the Master's hand one more time. I'm saying, Lord, let your church in the modern day age, let us feel the touch of the Holy Spirit, the touch of the Master's hand, reaching down and saying, I've got you. I've got everything you're going through. I've got every problem. I've got every issue you're dealing with. My hand is still big enough to take care of you. Can I tell you this morning, one touch of God's hand to change everything. That's all it takes. One touch of His hand. In Deuteronomy 5 and 15, Moses, he was talking about God. He said, God, it was your mighty hand that delivered us out of slavery. It was the hand of God that moved. See, it was the hand of God that broke 400 years of bondage in one instance, that it just broke it. God said, it's done. It's over with. I just feel the Holy Spirit to tell me right now to tell somebody in one instance, you have the touch of God in your life and everything about your life will change. Every chain to fall off, every bondage to be gone from your life. All you need to feel this morning is one touch of my Master's hand. And when you feel the touch of the Master's hand, I want you to know everything will change in your life. There will be nothing that will remain the same. How powerful is God's hand? Is it really powerful? Let me take you to what Isaiah said. I love this one. Isaiah 43 and 13. Here's what God said. God said, with my own hands I've laid the foundations of the earth. By His hand. He just reached out one day and said, let there be an earth. Let the rock go right there. And let this soil go right there. And let this happen right there. He said, with mine own hands, I am so powerful. I laid the foundations of the earth. And He said, with my right hand, He said, I have spread out the heavens. Do you know every universe that is out there? It was the right hand of God. I said, whoosh, let there be a universe. Let there be a star. Let there be a galaxy. I want you to know, if my God can put the galaxies in order with His hand, surely He can reach down and touch your life and change you for everything that you need. There is not a situation you're facing that is so big that God can't handle it. I'm telling you, if His hands can put the universe in order, surely He can handle your stuff. Oh, I know you think it's big, and it is. But we need the touch of God's hand on our life. The Old Testament, it was God's hand that changed ordinary men and women into the powerful forces of God. His hand was on Abraham so much that He said, Abraham, you're my buddy. You know how it is, you just go put your arm around him in your hand. You know how your buddy is. He said, that's my buddy, Abraham is. He had a man by the name of Elijah, so powerful his hand was upon him that he was able to call down fire out of heaven. The touch of their life is what made the difference. Daniel, when he walked in a lion's den, he was so powerful in the anointing of God. God reached down with His hand and shut the mouth of those angry lions. Somebody here this morning, you got some angry lions nipping at your heels everywhere you go. But I want you to know today that God's hand is there in your situation to shut the mouth of the lion, and God's going to keep you and preserve you no matter what you're going through. He was with a man by the name of Ezekiel that went into the valley of dry bones. The hand of God was so powerful. And Ezekiel looked at that valley of dry bones and God said, I want you to prophesy to it. Oh, what do you mean, Lord? How can I prophesy to a valley of dry bones? But here's what you can do. If the hand of God is on your life, you can command the dry bones to say, in the name of Jesus, get up. And the word said, and it stood up an exceeding great army. I want you to know that the hand of God will change you from being ordinary to extraordinary. It'll change you from being natural to supernatural. I'm saying, Lord, touch Generation Church this morning and let your power be seen in the house that we have today. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But see, when I have the hand of God on my life, I've also got the presence of God. Moses went up on the mountain in Exodus 33 and Moses said, God, I want to see your glory. God said, Moses, I'd love to show you my glory, but if I show you my... He said, there is not a man that is alive that can see my glory and live. There's just too much about the presence of God that is so big. But here's what I like what God told him. He said, but let me tell you, I like you, buddy. So we're going to make a compromise on it. He said, I'm going to stick you into the cleft of the rock. But here's what he said. But I'm going to take my hand and I'm going to cover it. But when I get on the other side of it, I'm going to take my hand back and I'm going to allow you to see my glory. I pray that God place your hand on me that I might see the glory of God. Is there anybody else like that in the house this morning? Lord, put your hand on me because I want to see the glory. Because when you get the hand of God, you get the glory and the presence of God to go with it. See, things moved on. We saw all of that in the Old Testament. Then it moved to the New Testament. I'm talking about the hand of God right here not being shortened. But it moved to the New Testament. When Jesus came to the world, it was God's hand moving in the New Testament that he began to work and he began to do there. John the Baptist, when Jesus came, was very clear, made this statement. He said, I'm not he. I'm not the hand of God. But there is one that is coming after me. He said, that is mightier than I am. But I love what it said right here. But he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. But he went on and he made a kind of statement. And his fan shall be in his hand. It's the hand of God that is being reached back to this world that we are living in today. You know what the Holy Spirit said to me? Jesus was ready to start fanning the flame. He's going to come with the Holy Ghost and fire, and he's about to fan the flame. There's about to be a demonstration of God's power back 2,000 years ago, but I feel the very same in my spirit this morning. I feel the fire and the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost, and I just feel like God's given me a fan this morning, and I'm ready to start fanning up and down. And I'm saying, Lord, fan the fire of the Holy Ghost in Generation Church and let it do what it needs to do in the house today. And don't let it go any further. Let it happen today, right here and right now. Are you ready to fan the flame? He said that's going to happen. The power. Jesus getting ready to do that. The power was in his hand. How many of you know that we have the doctrine of what we call the laying on of hands? See around here what's going to happen to you. We're going to lay hands on you. So we come up here and we just say, James said, if there's any sick, let them call the elders of the church and let them lay hands on them. Because there's a power in a laying on of hands. There is a power that is there. There's just something about when you make a contact. There's just something about when you reach out and you touch somebody and they can feel that contact. What Jesus did when Jesus came, he was the hand of God that reached out to a lost and dying world with open hands. And he said, I receive you is what I'm doing. He said, you are welcome to come into my presence. But what did Jesus do with his open hands? I'm just a couple of things. Jesus stretched out his hand when he did and he healed the sick. Those sick that would come around him, it was the hand of Jesus, which was the hand of God. Jesus was coming down from the mountaintop, and he had been up there, and there was a leper that met Jesus. Do you understand? It was ceremonially unclean to touch a leper. You would become defiled according to Jewish law. You were forbidden to do that. But when he come down out of that mountaintop, here's what the word said, and Jesus stretched forth his hand, and he touched him is what he did. I want you to know this morning, I don't care what is wrong in your life. I don't care what is going on. My Jesus is willing to come down off the mountain and touch you where you're at. It doesn't matter if everybody says you're defiled. It doesn't matter what the disease is. It doesn't matter the things that are going on. And it said, and when he touched him, he was made whole. I want you to know this morning, if you're sick in your body, all you need is one touch from the Master's hand. That's all you need. You just need the woman with the issue of blood. If I can just get to Jesus and touch him, if I can just get to Jesus and allow there to be a personal contact. I'm telling you today what you need in this house is a personal contact with the Lord Jesus Christ. You need to come in contact with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. If you're sick in your body, you need the great physician to touch you today. That's what he was doing. He put his hand out. He said he was made whole. He went to those with the blinded eye. What did he say? And he touched their eyes. It's the touch. God's hand is not short. They were healed. The deaf ears, he went over there and he touched the deaf ears and he raised the dead. Jairus' daughter walked into the little room, got all the naysayers and the doubters out, got them out of the way, said, y'all get out of the house or we're not going to listen to what you got to say. And here's what the word said. And Jesus took her by the hand. He reached down and got a hold of her. It was a touch of God's hand in her life that began to do that. Because why did he do that? Because God's hand has not been shortened. He still has the power today to heal you in your body. He still has the power today to confront every disease that can come to you. That's why we pray. We have prayer lines up here. And we get the anointing oil and we pray over the sick that God, you would heal them. Why? Because your hand has not been shortened. If he did it yesterday, he's still able to do it today. Jesus reached out with his hand and he touched the lost and the discarded of this world. When nobody feels that they were cared about, they were looked at, Jesus would reach out and touch them. The woman caught in the very act of adultery, there was no doubt of her guilt. She was guilty. Caught red-handed, that she was just guilty. But what did the word say about Jesus? And Jesus stooped down and took his finger. And he began to write in the sand. I believe he wrote her emancipation proclamation. that you're about to be free. You're about to be turned loose. And Jesus wrote on the ground, her freedom was won that day by the hand of God in her life. Everybody discarded her. They figured, you're material that can be wasted. It doesn't matter. We're willing to sacrifice your life just to make a point. And some of you here, there's been people that's been willing to use your reputation and things about you just to make a point. But can I tell you this morning, my God is not willing to do that with your life today. He's not willing to say you're just collateral damage. I believe this morning, you might be here this morning and you feel like society has outcast you and there's nothing left there. But I want you to know today that the hand of my Savior is reaching out to you and says, everybody might have done away with you, but you're valuable to me. I want you. I have need for you in the kingdom. And his hand is reaching for you today and say, today is the day to come on in. You've been on the outside too long. I want you to know the hand of God is reaching out to you today and said, I love you. I care about you. Come on back into the kingdom where I need you to be at. See, her freedom was won that day by the hand of God. But my freedom was won one day on a cross when Jesus spread his arms out. And what did they do? They took his hands and they pierced it with a nail. And the devil thought, I will stop the hands. I'll nail them to a cross. But I want you to know this morning, when it got nailed to the cross, it really got free is what it is. And because he was nailed to a cross, I have freedom today, because the hand of God reached down through an old rugged cross and set me and you free from the sin that we were bound in. Thank God for the hand of God that reached out and made every one of us free. Hallelujah. The hand of God is not short. I don't care what you're dealing with. I don't care what bondage is in your life. The things that are happening is able to set you free from it. Jesus' hands was extended to those that were bound by Satan's power, and they were loose from it. Luke 14, Jesus was casting out a devil. People began to question, Jesus, what are you doing? What are you doing casting out this devil that is there? But here's what he said. In verse 20, he said, but if I with the finger of God, if I cast out devils, no doubt the kingdom of God has come. I believe that God is wanting to make the display to the world today of what he can do and the power to break the sin and the chain bondage off of this world. And you might be sitting here this morning and you've been through all kinds of things. I was sitting where Alton, the picture that you showed on Facebook, showing what you used to be as far as the addiction in your life. But you know what happened to you one day? And the Lord spoke to me about it. It was a hand of God that showed up in your life. It was a man's hand can't set you free from sin. A man's hand cannot set you free from bondage. A man's hand cannot set you free from addiction. But I want you to know, whatever pit you might be in, if you can just get the hand of God moving and getting down there, that hand, David said, I was in a miry pit. I was in a bad place. But the hand of God reached down and pulled me out. I want somebody in the house to know this morning, the hand of God is reaching to pull you out of the pit that you're in today, because he is the exit strategy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is willing to break every bondage in your life. It's the hand of God that does that. But here's what I loved about it. It didn't take the whole hand. If I with the finger, God. In other words, he had four more resources if he needed it. He said, I'm casting out devils with the finger of God. Can I tell you, there is still enough power to break you free from every bondage, every stronghold of sin, every addiction, every generational curse. I don't care what it is. He was casting out devils by the finger of God. And I want you to know this morning, I believe the hand of God is here today to free people from everything that has ever thought about holding them and pulling them back from the power of the enemy. God's hand's not shortened today. There's not any less today. See, you don't even take that. Here's what Jesus said, all power and authority is given to me. But it didn't stop there. Jesus, knowing he would be crucified, he wanted the hand of God to go and steal to this world. And you know what he did? He transferred it to you and I. Do you realize that this morning that you are the hand of God extended to this world? Do you realize that you are the representative that God has for this world that is there? We are given the very same power and authority by the hand of God. In the Great Commission, what it began to say this in Mark 16 and 18, and here's what he said in the Great Commission, and they shall lay hands. Because what we are, we're the hand. Wayne, we're the hand of God extended. He said, you're going to go out and you're going to begin to lay hands, because there is power in the hand. There is creativity in the hand. There is everything that is put there. He said, put the power in your hands is what you... And Jesus commanded, he said, but before you do this, you've got to go and receive power from on high. They went up to the upper room and they was up there and they got filled. And do you realize this? The very first miracle that Peter did, he walked up to the gate beautiful and he reached out his hand. The man that was laying there from his mother's womb, he reached, he heard what the word said, and he got him by the hand and he pulled him up. I want you to know that we have been given the power of the Holy Spirit to work miracles, signs, and wonders that God is wanting to do in the world. Because they come out of the upper room. It was a commission to go out there. And he said, you are the hand of God that's going to go out there. Generation Church, we are the hand of God that's going to go into White County in this community. And we are to display the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. They will look at us and say, is God's hand shortened? And say, no, it's not shortened. Signs and wonders and miracles are going to take place. The early church knew that they needed the hand of God with them. Had to have it. Acts 4 said, Lord, they've been beaten. Oh, go ahead and come. They've been beaten and they've been maligned before the council. They were up there and kind of complaining a little bit. Lord, you see what they're doing to us. You see how we've been beat up. We've been through all this stuff. And they prayed, but Lord, give us boldness. Give us some boldness that we need. But it went a little further. Here's what I said. But God, on our part, we need boldness. But here's what we need you to do. We need you to stretch forth your hand. The modern and New Testament church, they needed the strength and the power of the hand of God in their life. They needed the guidance. Lord, your hand is not short. It's exactly. And here's what they said. We want you to extend your hand by showing signs and wonders and miracles in the community that we're in. That's what we were praying here at Generation Church. Father, let your hand be seen moving and going throughout this community. That your hand is not short. That's why we have a testimony this morning like Kate up here with little reading going on. This is the power of God. When I knew that we was doing that today, I said, oh my God, you're just lining it up exactly the way. This is the hand of God that is being demonstrated. And I can go through this congregation. I can begin to pull out healed of cancer, tumor gone, restoration happening, this going. I mean, I'm not talking about one. I'm talking about multiples from side to side, front to back, everywhere around. I want you to know this morning, the hand of God is not short. There is nothing lax about what God is willing and able to do. And I want you to know that we need the very same thing that the New Testament church had. We need the same anointing. We need the same hand of God. But I love it what they did. And I feel the Holy Ghost. In Acts chapter 4, they were praying, Lord, we need your hand. But you know what happened? And this is just kind of, I got an imagination. And it said, and the building shook. The Lord said, that was my hand reaching down and getting the building and grabbing a hold of it and shaking and letting them know that my hand is with you. I said, Lord, would you do it in Generation Church this morning? We're going to clear the building out because there's a Holy Ghost earthquake by the hand of God shaking. I'm telling you what the world needs. Is the hand of God shaking it one more time and seeing the power and the demonstration of the Holy. I wish I had some help in the house this morning. I'm feeling the hand of the Lord right now. You say, what are you talking about, Pastor? I'm telling you, I'm ready for signs and wonders and miracles. I've come to tell the doubter and the unbeliever this morning that my God is still able to do. I've come to tell the naysayers that say the day of miracle is over. I beg your pardon. It might be over where you live, but it's not over where I live at. It might be over in your church, but it's not over in this church. I want you to know this morning that God's hand is not short. It's just as big as it's ever been. It's just as powerful as it's ever been, and it will still work the works that it needs to work. Feeling his hand, I'm enjoying it. Hallelujah. Stand with me. Here's what happened to the New Testament church. They got marked by the hand of God. Here's what the word, I wrote it down right. Here's what the word said. And the hand of the Lord was upon them. You know what I want the testimony of Generation Church to be? We got great music, but that ain't what I want them to know Generation Church about. We got great fellowship, but that's not what I want to be known about. We got the best people in the world right here, Generation Church. But I want them to know that the hand of God's on us. I want to know when they talk about Generation Church and all them crazy Pentecostals over there, they said, but the hand of God's on them. I can't explain all that stuff's going on right there. I don't know about it. It don't fit my theology. But the one thing I do know, the hand of God is on them. You know what everybody tells me? I walk in the building, I feel the presence and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. That's called the hand of God being reached out and touching life. And I want you to know this morning what you need. It's not another good sermon. It's not another praise song being sung. What you need today is the hand of God to touch your life. And if the hand, listen, it'll break every chain. It'll remove every bondage. It'll heal your body. It'll set your mind free. It'll change. Listen, it'll put your marriage back together. It'll make your kids live right. It'll cause your job to start going good. I'm telling you, what you need this morning is the hand of God to lay down on your hip and you feel the hand of God extended to you. That's what you need in the house. Hallelujah. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? Can I tell you this morning that nobody, nothing can stop the moving of the Lord. When His hand begins, listen, we're about to see a latter-day outpouring of the hand of God beginning to move again. And I'm going to tell you what it's going to do. It's going to start shifting things. You know how a toddler is. They go in the house and they just destroy everything. They wreck the furniture. They wreck everything. They wreck your attitude. They wreck everything you got in place. I'm telling you, we need a wrecking of Holy Ghost in the church is what we need. We need a wrecking of the hand of the... Listen, what some of you need is the Holy Ghost, the God's hand to come and smite your house and to wipe it out and mess everything. I'm telling you, Lord, mess up my house. Mess up everything. As long as you'll touch me is all I'm worried. I don't care what it does to me. I don't care where it leads me. I don't care if it messes my hair up. I don't care if it messes my jeans up. I just want the touch of God's hand in my life. God's hand's not short. Hear me, God's hand's not short. Pastor, I don't know. I'm pretty bad. You don't know what He's done. God's hand's not short. Pastor, you don't know how sick I am. You don't know about the cancer in my body. God's hand's not short. Pastor, you don't know where my family come back. Where my family come from, God's hand's not short. Or Pastor, you don't understand the door. You don't know the financial miracle I need. Pastor, God's hand's not short. Are you beginning to get it? Well, Lord, my business is going down. God's hand's not short. Lord, hey, well, Pastor, I need some breaks. God's hand's not short. Somebody need to look at somebody and tell them right now, God's hand's not short. Look at somebody and tell them, God's hand's not short. Let it be a word of faith this morning. Isaiah 41:10, here's what it says. I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. I want you to know this morning, you might be feel beat down, but the Lord said, I'll uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. And some of you here this morning, you need a move of God. You need the hand of God to touch your life. You're involved in situations, you need the hand of God to move in it. Absolutely nothing short of the hand of God moving for you is going to work. Do you know what? The Lord allowed you to get to that point. Sometimes He just wants to get us there to where He can display His glory in our life. And me here would be honest enough to say, Pastor, I need to see God's hand moving in my life. There's a situation. Come on, get real. I'm tired of this. Get real. You need God's hand to move in your life. You got a situation. Maybe your kids are out in sin. And you say, I need the hand of God to reach down in that pig pen and draw them back out of it. Pastor, I'm facing situations in my own life that I need to get rid of. God's hand to do it. Okay. How much do you mean it? Pastor, I want to see God's hand move. I want you to raise your hand. I want you to get out and come and stand right here. We're going to pray. We're going to lay hands on you is what we're going to do.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's message from Generation Church, North Georgia. Please stay connected with us by subscribing to our podcast and help us to spread the good news of Jesus by sharing today's message with your friends. You can also connect with us on social media via Facebook or Instagram. Until next time, God bless.